Hare Krishna. This Kartik inspiration is about Krishna's forbearing nature. Forbearing means to be tolerant. A definition is a person who tolerates all kinds of troubles for a useful end, a useful purpose, is called tolerant or forbearing. Krishna gave an example of this when he was residing at the place of his spiritual master, Sandipani Muni. He had to do all the things which disciples do. He stood in the night in streaming rain in order to secure firewood for the daily yajna. He had to go begging. When Krishna begged, the people felt so inspired to give that cart loads of items and food were drawn by oxen back to the ashram of Sandipani Muni. In old times, the disciple had to wait until his guru called him to take prasadam. If the guru for some reason didn't call or forgot to call, then the disciple would rather fast than take prasadam on his own initiative. These are all traditional old austerities. However, to take austerities in the service of one's spiritual master is a principle which carries on in our modern discipleship. How can we tolerate the austerities which come? I think it is possible if we fix ourselves on the goal of our discipleships. Why have we entered this relationship? It's clearly to become purified and prepared for the highest, and it is also that we will develop this love of Godhead, this highest goal. These two things, purification and development of love, is important. Let us pray that we always keep these high goals in our mind, so that we will not lament and complain when austerities come in our way. Austerities are always good when we keep the highest goal in mind. If we lose that, then our austerities are painful. So this Kartik inspiration is very important for glorifying Krishna's forbearing nature and for taking a dust, maybe, from his example into our own discipleship.